good, Jerry. How are you?
Doing well. A lot of big stories over the weekend. Time for the weekend wrap-up. What's up?
All right. Jerry, over the weekend, police in Chapel Hill over at UNC looking for a man wanted for breaking into a campus hotel and trespassing at a dorm. Authorities told the students and faculty in an email on Sunday that this man broke into the Carolina Inn around 10 o'clock on Saturday. They've got a vague description of him. They say the same man followed a student into Craig Residence Hall Friday night and went room to room asking people if they ordered a taxi. Very strange. One student said the man may have been trying to steal students' belongings. Four members on a Fort Bragg helicopter crashed during a training exercise Saturday in New Mexico. We talked with the family of Sergeant Dwight Byrne. He was the crew chief. They tell us he died in that crash. The crew was flying a Chinook helicopter with the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade. The family told us the three other crew members on that helicopter survived. That's good news. Two of them have already been released from the hospital. And an 11-year-old boy reported missing Friday was found safe Saturday night. Raleigh police say 11-year-old Quantico Parker Jr. got on the wrong school bus at Walnut Creek Elementary Friday. Someone saw the boy, or a boy, matching his description near Red Hat Amphitheater about 9:30 Friday night. He was back with his family Saturday. So, Jerry, some anxious moments there for that family. Good to see things turn out the way they did.
Man, we thank God for that. Being a parent of a 14-year-old child, if we didn't know where she was, her whereabouts, we would be freaking out. So we're really happy that that worked out well and a good ending.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about tonight?
Well, tonight, you may have heard, Scotty McCreary was one of five people held at gunpoint on NC State's campus. He was visiting friends early this morning, and three men broke into that apartment. We'll have more information on what could have been a very dangerous situation involving the former American Idol from Garner. And Monica LaLiberty, did you know, Jerry, that the windows on your home could melt the siding on your neighbor's home?
Yeah, I saw a little tease on that, and I was like, wow. That's like a magnifying glass.
No kidding. Monica's going to have that at 5:30 on WRAL.
All right, Joe. Thank you for all you do, man. Have a great day, and we'll catch you tonight on the evening news.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.